Hello everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of From the Desk of Ultimate Juice. I am your host, Ultimate Juice. This podcast was brought to you by Modernity Podcast, created by me. What is this podcast anyways? Well, I will tell you. This podcast is a general podcast, which means it will talk about general topics like aviation, science, health, technology, and entertainment, just to name a few. We will not name all the topics in one podcast, but we will use these topics in all of our podcasts. Our first topic is aviation, because I like aviation. For our first news is air travel workers react to halted flights with reminder that they warned us. This is a general, technically a politic topic, but it's related to aviation, so that's why it's on here. This was created on January 25th, 2019, almost a month ago, at 3:51 p.m., according to Apple News. Air traffic workers responded Friday to air traffic controllers calling out sick and halting flights with a simple message. The warning signs were there. The Federal Aviation Administration halted flights to LaGuardia Airport in New York City over concerns that there were not enough air traffic controllers on the job as the government shutdown entered its 35th day, the longest in U.S. history. President Donald Trump even caved on his demand for more than $5 billion for a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border and announced a deal for the government to reopen for 3 weeks. During the shutdown, planes have not undergone routine safety inspections, and workers across the industry were warning what could happen when unpaid and overly stressed workers still to come in. Even though air traffic controllers and traffic management coordinators remained on the job, dedicated to the safety of every flight, they don't know when they'll receive their next paycheck, and that adds more stress to an already stressful profession, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association said in a statement last month. This shutdown and the resulting furloughs are rapidly eliminating layers of redundancy and safety on which the NATCA is built. The stress came to a tipping point Friday when air traffic controllers appeared to call out sick en masse on the heels of the Transportation Security Administration announcement that it was seeing a spike in unscheduled absences amongst its workers. Luke Drake, a regional vice president of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialist Union, told HuffPost he wasn't surprised that the continued stress of workers possibly unable to buy groceries would make him ill. I assume they were had primarily to do with the stress with not only the nature of their work, but having to do all of that while not being paid, Drake said of air traffic controllers' absences. I'm not surprised, given that we are now at our second lowest pay period, that the stresses are increasing. In a statement Friday, the NATCA echoed his sentiment. In the past few weeks, we have warned about what could happen as a result of the prolonged shutdown, the union said. Many controllers have reached their breaking point of exhaustion, stress, and worry caused by the shutdown. Each hour that goes by that the shutdown continues makes the situation worse. The halting of flights is exactly what AFA and other aviation unions have been warning would happen, the Association of Flight Attendants Unions said in a statement. This is anything but a sick out. It is only about our safety and the air traffic controllers' absolute commitment to it, the union said. Do you have your attention now? Senate Major Leader Mitch McConnell, all lawmakers, with the government temporarily reopening, it would appear they do. And that's it for this podcast. Join us for our next episode where we talk about technology. Thanks for listening and have a great day.